the Mike Tech Show, show number 489. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow. Facebook, that's MikeNationNet over at Facebook.com. And then we have the Wiki, which is a great resource for all of the past shows and the show notes and info about the show. And that is at MTSWiki.com. Got a jam-packed show, lots to talk about. And I'm going to talk about a training service that's available, that's inexpensive, that I've been using to learn different software applications that I have to for customers right now. I want to talk about an ebook that will help you with your computer business. And then I have a bunch of emails to finish up and get caught up on. I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show. And Instant House Call is a great service for you to remote control your clients, your family members, anybody that you need to remote and help. It's got D7 built in for auto PC repair. But another feature that I always use is to transfer that file or that utility that you don't have. Maybe Internet Explorer is not working, or maybe you can't get to the internet, but you're able to connect. There's utilities that you want to send over. It's so easy to right-click on the file on your system and then say transmit via Instant House Call, and then a box will pop up on your client's system where you can then decide where you want to save the file, and then you can remotely execute it. So that's a great feature, and you can try Instant House Call free for 15 days. Just click on the link at miketechshow.com. And when you get there and fill out the form for the free trial, enter the promo code MikeTechShow. You won't regret it. You'll love playing with Instant House Call. And I know you're going to go back and subscribe to the service. Want to formally announce the date for show 500 for the meetup. I don't have the exact location, but it's going to be in the Fort Washington, Pennsylvania area, which is outside Philadelphia, and I'm going to get a venue, and that's March 22nd, a Saturday. Carrie Holzman has made a commitment that he's going to make it out and fly out, so it'll be a Tech Vets meetup and a Mike Tech Show, show 500, and that's going to be, you know, 11 a.m. or noon on Saturday, March 22nd. Here's what I would like you to do. If you are going to be attending that, email me so I can start to get a count, so I can get the right venue. And if you need hotel accommodations, I will work out a discount with the hotel. It's going to be like a Hilton Garden Inn or a Best Western or a Holiday Inn. There's three hotels right there in Fort Washington, right in that vicinity. And I'm going to find one of them, and that's where we will do the show. So hopefully you can, if you're in the area, you can easily get there. If you're within driving distance, I know so far the one commitment is Winston Wolf, and he's an 11-hour drive from Indiana, and he will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope that if you're in any drivable distance to get here, I hope you can make it. So remember to email me at miketechshow@gmail.com if you can make that meetup. This week, I purchased the unlimited use for a year of the training videos at lynda.com. That's LYNDA.com. Great resource for anything under the sun that you want to learn about any software that you could ever think of. The main software packages right now that I need to learn quickly, they're Crystal Reports 2011. I need to learn that for my client because I need to become a master at editing the custom reports that come with the ERP system that I'm rolling out. It's imperative that I master Crystal Reports. So I'm teaching myself that, going through those instructions. And then I also got a companion book I ordered from Amazon, Crystal Reports for Beginners. A course that I started taking on lynda.com and spent a couple hours last night with is on Adobe Lightroom. I'm learning that so I can advise my one client who's a photographer, and I can help her and guide her in the storage, the archive, and backing up of her photos. And it's very important. And the first set of the training, it was perfect. It was dead on how to make that happen and how to approach that. Big, big help. Something else, I'm a big Adobe Acrobat user. I just spent a few minutes with one of those classes online. You know, I have no time, and I don't know how I squeezed it in a few hours of this training. I think the hours that I'm spending on the training, that's that many less hours I'm sleeping. And I took the one class on Adobe Acrobat and learned an amazing amount of tips and tricks that there's no way I would have been able to figure out on my own. You can get lynda.com for $25 a month where you don't download the exercises, so you can give it a try. I think there's even coupons out there for a free 7-day trial. So if you're into that and you think that you can get something out of that, check it out. They're not a sponsor or anything. I don't get anything for you going there. I just wanted to pass it on because of Mike Tech Show listeners that I found lynda.com. A while back, a lot of you wrote me about the different videos, and I've checked some of them out, and it's been phenomenal. I remember talking about lynda.com, but never making the financial commitment to actually go through all the training. A lot of listeners have recommended that. Thank you for the recommendation, and now I'm really benefiting. Before we get to email, Matt Rodella, who is the friendly neighborhood computer guy, literally YFNCG.com, has wrote a book, an ebook, and it's called How to Quit Your Job and Start a Computer Business. Boy, does that sound familiar? That happened to me in 2008. That's exactly what I did. There's a lot of good tips and things that will get you thinking. And you're also going to find some comments and quotes from Call That Girl and some other podcasters that you may recognize. Take a look. Again, it's called How to Quit Your Job and Start a Computer Business. And even if you're not actually doing that, maybe you already have, you're doing some consulting on the side, maybe you've already have a consulting business, you're going to get some tips in there on how to grow your business. Because as I was reading that, that's what I was focused on. I've been running my computer business for 5 years now, my consulting business, and I'm doing very, very well right now. 2013 was the most successful that I've ever been in my entire career. It was the best year for me, and I can always learn something, and if I can get something out of it, wow, and I did. So, and it's very inexpensive, but here's the kicker. You get 20% off if you use the code MIKE20. So I'll have that in the show notes. And I want to thank Matt for sending me the ebook and also the opportunity. And I would not talk about it until I fully read it and agreed with it and said, okay, this is something that I can recommend. I like the book. I'm going to put it in the show notes, the link. Remember to use the code MIKE20. And I want to thank Matt for offering Mike Tech Show listeners 20% off. I really appreciate that. got a bunch of things to help you out and learn tonight, right? So let's get to some email. These next three emails are a series of responses from Terry. I want you to give a listen. This is Terry from Casa Grande, Arizona. I listened to Tech Vets podcast about the problem with Dell customer service. And I've talked about my problems with Dell and all the hard drives that were crashing. I have been purchasing Dell computers for years and recommending them to friends. I have imaged over 300 Dell Optiplex systems at work. I never had a problem with Dell until now. On December 2nd, I ordered a Dell XPS desktop with an i7-4770 processor and 16 gigs of RAM. It was due to arrive on December 18th. I was supposed to have received an email when the unit shipped. When I did not receive an email, I checked the order, and the new delivery date was January 7th. Today, which is December 28th, I checked the order and found out it was canceled when I looked online. I then called Dell and got a voice response system and was told the order was canceled. I then called Dell and got a human on the line, and she told me the order was canceled. The Dell group that actually handled the order is not working today, and I need to call on Monday. I just want to verify that the order was still not to be recreated and my credit card charged. I did see a credit card charge for the system at one time, but I looked online today and the charge is no longer there. Dell did not email me about any further order changes or the order being canceled. I will not deal with Dell again. And now this is 2 days later. This is Monday, December 30th. Talk to Dell today, probably in India. This was a different department that was not open when I talked with Dell on Saturday. Today, the rep told me that the order was canceled due to an invalid configuration. That seems strange since I only clicked on what was displayed on the website and I did not do any custom configuration. Then he told me that the order was re-entered. I checked the order on Dell website and it still shows canceled. I asked to speak with a supervisor, but there was not one on duty. Someone from Dell called my office but did not leave a message. I had an email from Dell asking me for another number to call me back. I emailed them my cell phone number and I have not heard back from them in 6 hours. I then sent another email to Dell telling them they changed the order delivery date twice and then canceled the order without any call or notification from Dell. I wrote them their customer service is unacceptable. To be continued. Now, this is the finale, and it's January 2nd. After I complained to Dell about them rescheduling my order delivery twice, then canceling the order, then recreating the order without any notification to me, I finally might have this resolved. A supervisor got involved. My computer supposedly is ready to ship, and for some reason, the price was reduced by about $70, and I am getting free next-day shipping. Haven't received the computer yet, but they did charge my credit card today. Dell has been slipping on customer service and support. And Terry, I'm really glad you got it worked out. If Dell is giving you free next day shipping and gave you a credit of $70 on the computer for your aggravation, well, they made good and they did the right thing. And I'm glad to hear that. But again, you shouldn't have to go through all that pain and suffering like that. I will say this. Since I first uncovered all these problems happening with these Dell hard drives failing on Dell Optiplexes that I purchased over a year ago, some 2 years ago, but they're all still under the 3-year warranty, and Dell was giving my clients a hard time when they were on the phone to try to get a replacement drive. Well, the last one that failed was over the Christmas holidays, and my client got a very swift and quick response. When they called and gave their tag number and said the hard drive failed, they said, we'll have you one there tomorrow. Would you like it with an image or not? I mean, it was like, they said, wait, hold. I don't know how to answer that question. They called me on my cell phone. They said, Mike, got someone, and in 5 minutes, they're ready to send me another drive. Do you want an image on it? I said, no, we don't want an image. I will image it. I have the Dell Media. You just want a brand new hard drive. If they're going to be sending it there tomorrow, I'll be there after you get the drive, and I'll get you all squared away. And it's exactly what happened. Matter of fact, I think that was the day before Christmas Eve or something like that. I think that was that Monday, and I couldn't really make it out Tuesday on Christmas Eve. So I said, look, how about the day after Christmas I come out? And so I got there the day after Christmas and took care of this. Dell was very, very fast to replace that drive. They know there's a problem, and at least they're not making you suffer when, at least my clients that have been having the trouble. It's still a pain in the neck dealing with these failures. I don't know. It's, for me, you know, the jury's still out. I find it very hard to continue to recommend Dell when their customer service is slipping, the quality is slipping, and it's hard to get the replacement parts. They fight you at every turn and wanting to come out to do it, even though you have on-site service. I don't like that. So I don't have a replacement, though, to step in and say, hey, okay, if not Dell Optiplex, then what? I'm still not ready to make the commitment of custom-built systems, even though I have two great computers here, custom-built by Carrie. But Carrie lives thousands of miles away in Arizona. Now, if he lived in my area, I would gladly have him build those computers because I could beat him up if something goes wrong to go take care of it, and he would make good because he's in the area. And I don't have a custom computer builder in my area that I trust. Since I don't have that, you know, what am I going to do? I'm still looking for the perfect business class desktop that has great customer service that I can get at a good price. Dell Optiplex used to be that, and it's not that anymore. This is from Brian, regular contributor, and the subject is out of the box. Sorry to be so alarmist, but I think CryptoLocker will cause changes in the computer industry with small businesses. We've dealt with viruses all along, but not a virus that has the ability to make your data inaccessible. Even if you have a good backup, there will most likely be some data loss. It would be definitely minimized. So remember, you know, don't, even though you're going to have some loss, it's going to be very minimal if you're getting really good backups done. I think we need to think about changing course. Please bear with me. This is a bit lengthy. Small business will need to spend fivefold what they normally do on IT support. Closer monitoring of backups is only a small part of the new requirement. Good backups will help you get up and running again, but it does not prevent the loss of business continuity. Security measures will need to be implemented by small businesses that previously were only implemented by larger corporations. Oh, I completely agree with that. Security measures like application whitelisting, quickly patching vulnerabilities, and using restricting user accounts will need to be considered. These three steps are just the beginning for securing the typical Windows desktop environment, and they require constant maintenance and involve major IT cost. At this point, should we be exploring other desktop OSs? A small business could spend a ton of money trying to secure Windows and still not end up being nearly as secure as some of the other operating systems. I'm not trying to bash Microsoft, but in reality, a lot of these problems just don't exist on other OSs. So, if we look beyond Windows, what realistic choices do we have right now and in the near future? I've tried many of the other operating systems, and many are stable, but the amount of applications available are limited, and the applications that do exist for them are not mature as the Windows applications. The other major hurdle is user familiarity with Microsoft Office, etc. Right now, I don't know of any malware that will run on Windows RT, but because it's not Unix, does that mean that it will be compromised soon? Windows RT offers Microsoft Office availability, and you can do many of the things in RT that other table operating, I guess, tablet operating systems don't do, like mapping drive letters, network printing support, etc. See, that's the problem. You could go Mac. I mean, that's going to help you a little bit. Should we consider using RT on the desktop and then using terminal services for the Windows x86 applications that most businesses still need? I think if we could separate the browsing and emailing to a more secure OS and leave other business applications in a Citrix or terminal server environment, we would not have to spend so much wasted time trying to secure the desktop. I think you're getting close. Citrix is definitely an option, and you're right. There's a cost associated with that in setting up a full-blown Citrix environment. And a lot of small businesses aren't ready to outlay that. Would you ask your listeners to chime in on what solutions or changes since the emergence of CryptoLocker and that it's invoking? Are Chromebooks, iPads, RT, Mac, ready to fill the desktop need for small businesses? Brian, thank you very much. I would like your feedback very much. What do you think about this? This is a great topic. And where are we heading? How can we secure small businesses and put them in a position to not have to worry about this ransomware that we're seeing? So great, great question, Brian. And let's keep that topic alive and talking about it. This is from Kate. Dual booting Windows 8 and Linux. I came across this short post and thought it would be of interest to you and your listeners. The short version is, if you dual boot Windows 8 8.1 with Linux, you need to disable fast startup in Windows or you will almost certainly lose files. The explanation makes sense if you think about it, but it's not intuitive. And she has a link to the post. Thank you, Kate, very much for sharing that. This is from Mark. Mike, on your last podcast, and this was on January 6th, he sent this, you had someone contact you about moving their multifunction printer from its original location to a different location that is out of range of the router. You would recommend it a wireless bridge. Personally, I have not had good luck with these in the past. You know, I normally don't, but I have an attorney client, and at his home, he had a wireless bridge, and it works perfectly. It's one of those things you have to get a little lucky. I have had them randomly lose their connection, reset themselves after power outages, or just drop their connection and have to be rebooted. So I thought I would offer an alternative solution. I just had a client with a similar issue. Their router is in the basement, and they wanted to move their computer and multifunction printer up to the main floor, and they didn't want to drill holes to get Ethernet from the main floor down to the basement. Given the spotty results I have had with wireless bridges, I recommend it that he get a power line adapter. He ran down to Best Buy and picked up a $70 power line adapter, plugged in the sending unit in the basement and connected it to the router. Then went upstairs, plugged in the receiver behind his newly moved computer desk, and 5 minutes later, he was up and running with no help from me. I did end up going over there and hook up the new laptop his kid received for Christmas, but he was able to set up the power line adapter all by himself and get the computer online and printer printing all by himself. I just thought I would throw that out there as an alternative to a wireless bridge. 3 years ago, I wouldn't recommend Powerline because the technology still had bugs to work out. It was too slow, and there were various connection issues. Sometimes they wouldn't work if the two units were on different circuits, and all sorts of other strange issues. But over the last year or so, they are much better, faster, and more reliable. So if you want to put a printer or computer somewhere that doesn't have an Ethernet connection, give Powerline a try. Thanks for all your hard work. This is from Mark Williams. Mark, an awesome recommendation. And to the user that had that issue, wow, this is a great alternative to the wireless bridge. And if you went down that path of the wireless bridge and you're not happy with the results, give this a try. Go to your local Best Buy, buy the Powerline adapters, because if it doesn't work, you could return it within 30 days and get a full refund. So you have, there's no reason to not try that. I have one client, and I should have thought about this, and it was a while ago, and I think it was Comcast, that couldn't get connection for my client from the basement up to where his office was, and they used a power line adapter. And I was shocked. And this was a couple years ago, and it worked. Again, mileage varies. It depends on your house, the wiring, the circuits. I know there's a lot of variables, but you may get lucky with the way your circuits are, and power line might be an option. So great recommendation, Mark. Thank you very much. This is from Peter, and it's just an advisory on Cisco released a security advisory for critical router password reset vulnerability. Hi, Mike. Port 32.764 TCP is open, allowing a remote user to reset the administrative password, and the vulnerable Cisco products are the WAP4410N wireless N access point, the WRVS4400N wireless N gigabit security router, and the RVS4000 4-port gigabit security. I have the link, and it's from grc.com, and I want to thank Peter for that security alert. I will put the link in the show notes. This is from Michael, and it's about podcast 488, the list of vulnerabilities. Hi, Mike. Just finished listening to podcast 488 and have to reply to your listener's request for a list of vulnerabilities. Go to the United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team's website at www.us-cert.gov. You could sign up for email alerts or subscribe to an RSS feed. I've been getting alerts from them for years and have found them all useful. This is Mike. Mike, thank you for the tip. So we're looking for your best sites for security vulnerabilities and alerts. That's what a listener asked for. So thanks for your contribution. This is from Andrew, who was listening to the discussion about switches and smart switches from Tech Vets. And I wanted to mention this again because a lot of you like the switch that I recommend, and that's the HP ProCurve 1810-24G. It's a 24 gig smart switch. It's so easy to configure, and it's inexpensive. It's under $300. If you have a small business and you're looking for a 24 port gig switch, why not go with an HP ProCurve that has no fans, runs whisper quiet, reliable, and gives you the advanced functionality if you ever need it, of being able to look at statistics at the port. Maybe there's some network issues going on and you want to see what port, you know, may be having too much traffic on it, that maybe there's some kind of an infection or a problem at the system connected to that port. Maybe you want to put virtual LANs, VLANs in place, and you want to segment traffic at some point down the road. You have that functionality, and it's super easy to set up and inexpensive. If you're in that position in a small office or work group, why not put a better switch in place? And Andrew asked what the exact model was of the switch that I recommended, and I wrote back and sent him the link. Thank you very much. This is another great link, and it's from David. And he asked me the question about how do you start out buying a server? And he wanted information. And I gave him some info, and he said, you know, that was okay, but he found a site that gave him a little more. He says, thank you for addressing my question on show 484 about buying a server. Though you forgot about me or my email was in a spam folder. I took a long time to get back to him, and I apologize, David. It was a nice surprise to hear my question. I found my answers in a video from a site. If your listeners are interested, they have a 10-day trial, and I'm not affiliated with this company, and it's Plurisite. They have a video step-by-step on everything you need to do on buying a server. So you can check that out. Now, if you are buying that HP switch, remember to use my Amazon link or anything. If you buy from Amazon, or at least give Amazon a shot. Their prices are amazing. So if you're going to buy something, check out the price on Amazon. And why not use my link? And that's amazon.micnation.net. There, your price is the same, but a small commission comes back to help support the show. And I want to thank everybody for using my link. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. It really, really makes a difference and helps support the show, keeps the light on, keeps everything moving. So thank you so much for your support. Also, the Fab's Auto Backup, the link will be in the show notes. If you want to transfer any settings or files from one system to another, I had to use that again twice this week. I don't know if a week goes by that I don't use Fabs at some point for a client. And again, Malwarebytes Pro, the ultimate malware fighter. And of course, my sponsor, Instant House Call. Check out them. Check out the 15-day trial. You'll love it. We got a couple new things this week. The ebook, if you're interested in starting your own computer business, what a great inexpensive way to maybe help you find more customers and have a successful business. Why not? It's so cheap. And to just get some tips on your business, how can you not do it? I want to thank everybody for downloading and staying subscribed to the show. I really appreciate it. I'll be back same time, same channel next week. Hopefully my voice will get better. You know, it's starting to crack a little bit today, and didn't have the coughing fits tonight that I've been having. So still battling this, and hopefully it'll go away soon and my throat will get better. So talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.